neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So the Korbanot of Nesi'im has nothing to do with the Mishkan. It has nothing to do with it.
What was the repair of what they did at the time of the building, that they say, okay, let everybody bring it. If there is missing, we give it. So for this Gava, this time they came and repaired.
Right, that's true. But they brought it at Hakamat Mishkan. When was the Mishkan was erected? On Nisan, not on Kislev. So now, Ribono Shel Olam hold on to the work of the Mishkan, and even though it was ready, so he told them, you have to wait another 3 months. So the question is, why are we bringing this, all this korbanot? It has nothing to do with it. They didn't bring any sacrifices in Chodesh Kislev.
Since they wanted to bring it in the month of Kislev.
Who told you this? Beautiful, beautiful. So now we learn a very, very important lesson here, and that is that the will that one has to make Ribono Shel Olam happy, they call it the chast, ratzon, is much greater than the act itself. So in month of Kislev, when the Mishkan was concluded, they wanted to bring, but Hashem said, no, 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 you have to wait. So now we bring all these korbanot, we go through all these reading of the chapter of the head of the tribes that they did not bring at this time. But we read them, why? Because they wanted to bring. And it's a very beautiful quote. Ratzon means the will. Then it's the same letters of tsinor. Tsinor means pipe. So that means when you have the right ratzon to do the will of Hashem, you open all the tzinorot, all the pipe, all the blessing to yourself and your family and Amistad. So now here, now we're learning, even though that Mishkan was not erected, but we did the chapter, it says, Vehi beyom kalot Moshe lehagim et haMishkan. So the chapter that we read, it says, on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom concluded to erect the Mishkan. So they ask, how come it doesn't say Vehi beyom hakamat haMishkan? It says the day that it was concluded that the Mishkan will be erected. You should say the day that, you understand? You should say the day that Moshe erected the Mishkan. What's the extra detail? So here, Midrash explains that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, 7 days, they would put the Mishkan together and take it apart. Put it together and take it apart. 7 days. Why?
The Shekhinah
wouldn't come down. Very nice. So now we learn from here that anything big that you're planning to make it happen, you have to fall down 7 times before it will erect. So here we see the same thing with the Mishkan, the 7 days, the preparing for the Mishkan, there's no use for it. But here we see the whole process was, before the Mishkan will be erected, has to be 7 times to be built and then to take apart. So here we learn that anything that you're planning to establish that is big, you have to fall down big 7 to be able to make it established permanently. So that means every time that you feel maybe it didn't go through, that means it's a step to
go up.
No. No, you're not listening good. It's a step for...
Get there.
No.
To be better.
It's a step for something that is going to happen permanently. That means if you build it once and it's finished, that means
something
is wrong. It's not. It's useless, meaningless. But if you build and it crashes, then you build and crashes and build and crashes. That means you have to be very happy that you're in the process of building up something
permanent.
Yeah, that's what we learned today on the 8th day after Hanukkah. It's an unbelievable message. That many times people say, ay, 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 see what happened. Ay, 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 see what I go through. Ay, 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 see happen again. And here we learn when it happens again, that means you're in a process for something big that is going to take place permanently, forever. Lol me ad. And Bezad Hashem.
Koilani Shomote, Halelko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halelko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.